This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and on Twitter at Captain's America. So, don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from undergroundusa.com is our good friend and longtime contributor, Frank Salvato. Aha! Aha! 70 degrees and clear, and they're all standing out there with coffee.
That's what you're assuming is coffee.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much, gang. See you later. Bye. There you go. They left as quickly as they showed up. Okay, let's do the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, Frank, we underline and estimate the or emphasize the words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, good morning to Fred at Fort Lauderdale chiming in. Appreciate Fred and all his great comments. And we got to start with the big story right now as far as what's going on in my area, which is going to be the lead story, and probably around the country in some areas. Brian is dead. He's dead.
Yeah, you know, where he ducked into is a pretty rugged piece of land.
Oh, I know.
And I was talking to some people who are familiar with the Florida wilderness a little bit, and one theory is that he leaned down to try to fill his water receptacle and got nabbed up by a gator.
Probably. That's what I'm thinking, yeah, because the body is in such condition that it's I'm not gonna gross everybody out, but it's several pieces.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a tragic end to a tragic story that simply didn't need to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, if there's a testimony to learning how to control your anger, perhaps he's the poster child for it.
Mm-hmm. And you got to believe, Frank, and I hope I'm wrong, you got to believe the parents somehow or another knew about what was going on here.
Well, you have to know that they understood that he had an anger problem, and to that end, I'm very appreciative of the way that they handled their relationship with the girl's parents. I think the fact that they wouldn't respond to them when they were concerned about their daughter's safety says a lot. And again, I just kind of double down on my statement. It's a very tragic story that didn't have to happen. very, you know, we always talk about the way society is going and the problems with the education system, but being a parent is the most important job in the world. You know, you need to be able to raise your children with good morals, good ethics, make them balanced, make them understand the difference between right and wrong. That's your job. You know, we've gotten into a space where every parent wants to be their child's best friend and you know, be on their level, elevate their children to adulthood way before their time. That's not really the way it goes. Dr. Spock was not a real good influence on how we raise children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to teach them the difference between right and wrong, and you need to be their parent first before you're their friend. It's just the way it is. So you got to question whether this happened or not in this relationship with Brian.
Yeah.
You just have to.
Now, Joe Biden had a town hall since you and I have talked, and he said at the CNN town hall, he said, "Freedom? I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID." No, I mean, come on now. Freedom? What are you talking about? Freedom? That's the way he said it.
Yeah, this guy is now a liability. He was before, but if there was any question, this guy's a liability to the Democrat Party and to anybody who's connected with left side politics.
Yeah.
Every time he opens his mouth, something's coming out that's so inappropriate. But how can we be surprised at that?
I'm not.
Over the entirety of his tenure in politics, the guy has been a gas master.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever he goes and makes a comment, there's something inappropriate coming out of his mouth. So the question is, how did anybody vote for this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And I find it incredulous to believe that we have so many people who could be led around by their nose by the mainstream media who just thumps on something and people just buy it?
Mm-hmm.
Orange Man Bad. Okay, well, I can't vote for him then. Boy, I've got to vote for this guy who's got a 40-year history of saying inappropriate things and sniffing children's hair.
Well, there.
You know, come on. Come on, man.
Yep. And we're going to go to break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to address that a little bit more because of the six or seven states that actually gave Biden the win and how they wound up doing it. And it wasn't legal in any sense of the word. We now know that. But elections have consequences. We're stuck with what we got because of the mechanism that's in place. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and that a number, of course, comes from terrestrial radio, internet radio, and satellite radio, and we are heard around the world, and our two biggest overseas markets are in India and Germany, and hello to both of those countries out there. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my biggest, one of my listeners up there that's bought a new Nissan. The other day I told you about the guy that came down from Kentucky to buy a Titan because he was not able to get what he wanted in his backyard. So he came down here, got exactly what he wanted, and got all kinds of service as a result of it. Now, he's going to get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of that vehicle. And, of course, when it comes to customer service and price, Moss is at the top of the game. Why? Because their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Clean trade-ins. You got a vehicle you want to sell or trade in or find out what it's worth? Guess what? It's worth about 25% more than what the Blue Book will tell you because they haven't got the new Blue Books upgraded yet. Now, that's something. And Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Port Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon, the brand new store in Brooksville. Brand new dealership up there, and I'm looking forward to the grand opening up there. Now, you can check them out online, Moss Nissan. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you walk in the door and you tell them the captain sent you, that's what you got to do to begin with. That's a $500 discount off the vehicle you wind up buying. But you got to tell them when you walk in the store. If you don't, you can't just say, oh, by the way, when they get ready to do the numbers. You got to tell them right away. All right. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com is with us. Now, I was teasing before we went to break about the fact that we've been talking for years and years and years about the eligibility issue. We were the only ones to talk for a long time about Obama when they were going, oh, he wasn't born in the U.S. and he's this and he's that. No, look at this. Blah, blah, blah. Well, the fact of the matter is, unfortunately, our founding fathers never thought we were going to have that problem. And there was nothing, nothing to allow us to do anything about it in the Constitution.
Yeah, there's no groundwork for vetting a candidate that's got the, you know, the qualifications. The qualifications you must meet, the prerequisites for holding the office. But there's no direction on who gets to vet that and validate that. It's left to each of the political parties to determine, and they don't have to share it with the American people.
Nope.
So when the question of Barack Obama's eligibility was being foisted about, it was a moot point because if the Democrats said that's our nominee, that's their nominee, and they don't have to show any of the paperwork that proves that any of the eligibility requirements. So that's something that if there was ever to be a constitutional convention, might not be a bad thing to add into it. It removes an issue. But there's a lot of things that are loopholes that our framers and our founders thought integrity would take care of. One of the ones we were talking about over the break was the fact that we had state legislatures during this last election saying, we have a problem with what was happening here with the election law. It was done outside the purview of the constitutionality of the issue, and we want the Supreme Court to step in, and the Supreme Court said we're not going to hear the case.
Yeah.
That was a complete abdication of responsibility by the Supreme Court, a third branch of the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
When the state legislature, who by the Constitution is charged with executing the certification of electors, And overseeing how elections are supposed to happen in their states, is circumvented by the executive branch of the states, which is a usurpation of the constitutional duties of federal election law, then the Supreme Court is mandated to step in and say the Constitution is being violated here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in each of the states where the legislature stood up before the Electoral College voted to say, we've got a problem with this, and the Supreme Court did nothing? Well, there's where your insurrection took place, people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. Absolutely positively true. Now, the other thing is when it comes to Joe Biden, to say that he's going into the toilet is the understatement of the year. Some of his numbers are down in the 20s. Now, listen to this one. This is a poll where 28% of the independents approve of the job he's done. Obviously, the rest of them don't. And his approval rating overall in a new poll is 37% approval rating, 50% disapprove. He's underwater by 13 points there. Now, immigration, only 27% approve, 58% don't. The economy, 36% approve, 53% don't. And the economy, people believe, 36% of Americans believe the economy will be in a stronger position 12 months from now. The other folks believe that it's not going to be anywhere around as long as this guy's in the office of president.
I'm stunned that there's even 27% of the people who think he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
That's the alarming number for me.
Yep.
There's over a quarter of the nation that believe this idiot is doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Do they not shop? Do they not drive cars? You know, my God. A year ago we were energy independent.
Yep.
Guess was what? 189
when he took office. 189.
Mm-hmm. You know, a gallon of milk was like a third of what it is today.
Yep.
We had full shelves of the in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
We had more freedom to congregate and move about the country.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with the people who think he's doing a good job? This guy is the worst. And Jimmy Carter's got to be happier than anything in the world.
Yeah, because he's no longer the worst president.
He's no longer the worst president that's ever served. This guy is an embarrassment. When you've got former prime ministers of Britain calling the sitting president an imbecile,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you have leaders around the world who are scratching their head and looking at the president of the United States, and China is just slapping him around the world stage.
Yep.
Putin's having a good chuckle at him. You know, but 27% think he's doing a good job?
Mm-hmm.
I got to question the intelligence level of anybody who voted for Joe Biden. Anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He telegraphed that he was going to be this the entire time he was on the campaign trail.
Mm-hmm.
No one looked at the 40 years that he had put in, that he's put in to the public sector to see what he actually... Ask the average Biden person what he was famous for before he became vice president. What did he do? What did he accomplish in Congress?
He ate ice cream.
Yeah, he ate ice cream. this guy's been a boob since he was elected, and he's like a super boob now.
Mm-hmm.
But 27% think he's doing a good job?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there were that many communists in the United States.
Me either. Okay, let's talk about John Durham. His investigation is reaching out a lot further than a lot of people thought. And some Democrats right now are scrambling a little bit because it looks like as if after going after the attorney, Sussman, that Fusion GPS and some other Democratic-backed groups and figures are getting subpoenas to testify before the grand jury. And they're starting to really shake in their boots.
Good. Good. Yeah, you would hope that the apparatus would treat each of those individuals who knowingly lied now. We know they lied. Mm-hmm. We know the dossier was BS. They should all be treated the way the FBI treated General Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them. And I think Chase Bank should drop all of their accounts, just like they did to General Flynn, too. These people who manipulated the American people, lied to them to get them for politically opportune purposes, should be treated just like Michael Flynn and Donald Trump were treated.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, of course, we're looking at probable expansion of Durham's reach, and nobody should be surprised where he's going because the Democrats just don't want him snooping around right now. And, Frank, hold that thought. You're going to stick around for another segment. We'll be right back. And we're going to tell you some things you probably didn't know about Frank Salvato and UndergroundUSA.com. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted 229-202 on Thursday to hold former Trump strategist Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th Select Committee. The Justice Department will now consider bringing criminal charges against Bannon. Russian aircraft flew a bit too close to Alaska on Thursday, but apparently did not enter U.S. or Canadian airspace. The planes entered the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone, which extends for hundreds of miles beyond the shore. The incident came a day after Russia scrambled two fighter jets, escorting U.S. warplanes that were flying over the Black Sea. Actor Alec Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer and injured a director during an accident when he fired a prop gun on the New Mexico movie set of the film Rust. No charges have been filed as of Thursday evening. Detectives are still interviewing witnesses. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor. Now, I'll tell you what, I have personally been taking Relief Factor for going on 6 years because of the injuries that I have had, and everybody knows about it. I'm not even going to go into that. But my left foot and ankle and legs swell up a lot when you least expect it because of the inflammation problem that I have there, which comes from the wound that I have there. But I take Relief Factor because it's all natural, and it works, okay? It's NERCS. It's 100% drug-free, and I kicked Mobic and Flexeril to the side to take Relief Factor. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 is what's in this, and it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source. Now, besides being 100% drug-free, it's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Don't forget, that's something your body needs to have, and it will support healthy joints and muscles, too, and help with the healing process. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And don't forget that when you do that, all you got to do to get it is to go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me, $19.95 and a three-week quick start. You'll be able to find out whatever you want to know right there, relieffactor.com/captain. Because after all you got to do is get out of pain. All right, Frank Silvato. from UndergroundUSA.com is with us. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, thank you for sticking around, first of all.
Absolutely.
Now,
anytime and always.
Yeah, no, I want to talk to people a little bit and let them know a little bit more about what you do. Now, you, for years and years and years, and I first ran across you when you were on with Bill O'Reilly. That was what caught my attention. Went, oh, boy, I got to talk to this guy. And then you had a website called newmediajournal.us, which was there for years and years and years, a standard in the industry before people even knew what a good news website was. You were there.
Yeah, we were one of the first, really five, back when this whole thing started to take off in 1998. You know, it was before podcasts and before every news venue like Fox and CNN was jamming in on website news. So it was like New Media Journal, it was Newsmax, it was Townhall.com, and then a couple of others. You know, it was a brand new thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, for people going to the internet to get the news instead of relying on the big three and the cable news channels. So, especially during the 2000 race,
yep.
and the 2004 races, there was an alternative to what you were hearing on the alphabet networks, the cable news channels where people were more dedicated to the facts. And then we were very proud about that. The Media Journal got us invitations to talk to cabinet members in Washington, D.C., and some of my analysis over there was entered into the record in the House Foreign Relations Committee, you know, International Relations Committee. So I'm proud of the work we did over there. But it came down to social media and Google especially. And how they decided to marginalize conservative websites when Google banished us from Google News because we dared to actually literally define the word jihad. They pretty much took away our ability to be seen on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So internet censorship has been going on for a really long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's peaking right now, but it started back in the early days of the Bush administration after 9/11. When they were censoring people for talking about Islamofascism.
So now we've come to undergroundusa.com.
Yeah, and you know, it's a little bit of dark humor in that name, but I saw this coming about 8 years ago, that people who were telling the truth, people who were dedicated to the facts, and talking about the facts and how they relate to how we're handling issues in the United States today would necessarily have to go underground.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know how prophetic that was going to be. You know, today, if you speak the truth, you get banished from social media. Nobody wants to talk to you on the major networks. You have to be lockstep with the narrative. And people who are telling the truth, they have to stand up and suffer the slings and arrows. So, in essence, we have gone underground. With the woke people in Washington in control, we've been pushed to fight to get the truth out, just like the underground people did during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what Underground USA, that was the genesis of the name. But we still do the same thing we did over at New Media Journal. You know, we've got a little bit more emphasis on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally my co-host shows up, Andy Limbaugh. He's Rush Limbaugh's first cousin.
Yep.
We talk about stuff in the news, and the Captain segments are always over there.
Yep.
And we look at the things in the news, and you'll see in the middle of everything that we write over there, it says, why does this matter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is this important? Well, and then we do a short analysis of why and how it affects the Constitution, the country, Americanism, freedom, liberty. We touch on things that some people might not have thought about, the consequences for some of the actions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a quick read. You know, go over there, sign up for the mail out. We've got a headlines of breaking news thing on Telegram. We'll get that group together. Purges every day, so it's fresh. There's not a lot of noise over there. We just like to make sure people have the information. And for the 20 years that I've been doing either New Media Journal or Underground USA, the most steadfast supporter that we've had has been you, Matt, and the Captain's America, and I can't tell you how grateful I am for the ride.
Well, we appreciate it, and we appreciate you. Now, I want to talk about Steve Bannon, because the House voted yesterday to hold him in contempt of Congress. Now, it gets a little worse than that, because they've suggested a criminal referral through the Attorney General to the Department of Justice, and Attorney General himself sat there like as if he didn't know what the hell was going on yesterday, didn't know a lot of different things, which tells me he's not much of an Attorney General. But the fact of the matter is, Mr. Garland, is going to decide whether or not he's going to put this over to the Department of Justice for a little bit further for prosecution.
Well, I'll tell you, talk about two different ways of handling things. I mean, this is just stunning. When there were contempt charges against Eric Holder, nobody was talking about anything like this.
Nobody.
The Attorney General himself held in contempt of Congress, and nobody said there has to be a special prosecutor or he has to be held to account.
Yep.
He just walked away, put that on his resume, and that was it.
Yep.
And now you have a private citizen being held in contempt of Congress, and they're talking about a criminal prosecution?
Mm-hmm.
This is unacceptable. This is a clear demonstration of a two-tiered justice system, politicized two-tiered justice system. If the DOJ even touches this, it is proof beyond any doubt that it is now a political organization that is no longer entangled with the law. It has been weaponized, and Democrats are using it for political persecution.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't treat Bannon like they treated Eric Holder when it comes to criminal prosecution for contempt of Congress, then they have proved that the justice system in the United States has been politicized to the point of being inept.
Mm-hmm. Well, very true. I don't doubt that for a second. Now, I want to mention one last little thing here, and it's the fact that we know about Jen Psaki came out and made a comment yesterday. Well, the $10,000 IRS bank account reporting is going to be the threshold. Doesn't apply to people who get W-2s. Doesn't apply to this. Doesn't apply to that. Well, here's what they did. They took the reporting of the $600 and jacked it up to $10,000 total for the year, which is about $835 per occurrence. They're still going to get people.
They've got no right to do any of that under the Fourth Amendment.
All right. I will talk to you on Monday, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, that is Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check him out, see all the different things he has to say. Coming back with a Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Yeah, buddy. God bless America. God save America. And we need a little bit more God in America because these would-be destroyers of American democracy need to go. But anyway, this portion of the program, my conversation with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone Insurance quarterback, brought to you by guess who?
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and joining us right now, we have the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning, America.
That too.
All right.
Only you got to do it right. Good morning, America. Never mind.
There you go. There you go. Instead of Robin Williams there for everybody. Solid football game last night. Cleveland Browns win 17-14 over the Denver Broncos. Thursday night special. Just a good defensive game at times, a good offensive game at times. Good schemes by both teams, and Cleveland comes on up top and keeps the playoff hopes looking good in that division. They'll take on the Pittsburgh Steelers next weekend, so we'll see what happens there for them, Captain. And then in baseball last night, the Braves come out with a 2-0 lead, and then that's it. The Dodgers come back with 11 runs. The rest of the game went 11-2.
Chris Taylor was the weapon.
Yeah, he can play. He's a good athlete.
Three home runs in the win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dodgers have a great team, Captain. They really do. Now, they'll be going back to Hotlanta for all our friends up there in Georgia and in the Southeast who are pulling for the Braves, because back in the day, Captain, that was pretty much it for the South. You rooted for the Braves. So we will see if they can come back and win it in Atlanta. They're still up 3-2, so keep that in perspective. And then
Atlanta.
Yeah. And you also have the Boston Red Sox taking on.
I like the way you
Astros.
Said that, Boston.
Boston. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Good old Red Sox. They're going to Houston, baby. Houston. We love Houston. And 8:08 tonight, they'll be taking on the Astros. So those are the big games coming up in the wide world of sports. A lot of college football this weekend, Captain. Going to have some meaningful games and see how that structures out, the playoff picture. Captain, would you like to see him go to at least an 8-game college playoff system?
I wouldn't have any problem with it.
Good, good. I hope other people...
A little bit more sports. Give somebody, a couple other teams an opportunity to do whatever. By the way, Flip is saying, good morning.
Hey, Flip. Good patriot there. Good morning to you, Flip.
I wouldn't have any problem with 8 games. Hell, I'd even go 10 to make it more interesting, get some more teams in there and give them a chance, because there's always somebody that has a really good record and they don't get a chance to make it because there aren't enough teams in the playoff or they kind of are in the wrong division or something.
No, that's perfect, Captain. I couldn't agree with you more. And I would like to see him get away from some of these games during the year when you have a powerhouse playing a team that really has no business being on the field with them. Those games to me are foolish and silly. Yeah, the homecoming specials. Let's shorten the season, but lengthen the playoffs. That would be better, I think, for all parties. And it's all about the money. They would still make the money if they did it that way and the right way, in my humble opinion. And there's a way to do it. So anyway, there should be some great football matchups. You'll have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Duh Bears.
Bears. Yep, we've got to say that right for Ken. Duh Bears.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to see that game. That'll
by
be
the way,
25 special.
By the way, why is Congress picking on the Washington football team? Why are they picking on them?
Well, it looks like Daniel Snyder might have been the one who leaked the John Gruden tapes and things, and he's been under investigation too. So now it's like, okay, man, you want to start some problems? We can come at you too. So,
wow,
he's gonna change things up. Also, his nickname's the Little General, Captain. Up there in D.C. So, he was very adamant about not changing.
Oh, whoa. Wait a minute. The Browns, listen to this one. The Browns quarterback, Baker Mayfield, is dealing with a broken bone in his injured left shoulder.
Well, yeah, he didn't play last night. Kevin Case Keenum played the whole game, and he was sufficient. People remember him taking the Minnesota Vikings a few years ago to the NFC Championship game with the against the New Orleans Saints. Wild last play of the game, and, he took them there, and then they got beat by Green Bay. But he's not a bad quarterback. He's a journeyman, but he's going to be okay for Cleveland. They're very lucky. Baker, it's his non-throwing shoulder. So hopefully in a couple weeks they'll be back and they'll have a bye week coming up. That'll give them some rest too. So we'll see what happens for him, to say the least. Captain, just like to do a shout out. I will be at the Red Lobster in St. Petersburg on Alderman Road. Okay. So please, everybody, come on out. We'll be doing a little Medicare 101 seminar. Get yourself a piece of pie, a cup of coffee, and I'll let you know on some things in the upcoming year with Medicare. So appreciate you letting me say that. I can see I'm almost out of time. So I want to thank you, as always, Captain, and the audience for listening. Great show, as always, Captain, and God bless America, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, put God back in the USA. That was great what you said before I came on. So thank you.
All and, right.
I'll talk to you Monday, sir.
Stay low.
Stay low, brother.
And that's Patrick Island, the sports zone quarterback. And, of course, we always have a lot of fun with him. All right. Well, let's see here. Let me see who we got.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, the reason I did that is so I could reach over my shoulder and grab this copy to read about Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Yep, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located down there in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue, with a 9-foot-tall American flag there, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that won't do it. Now, if you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, you can also give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. They are the best at what they do, bar none. Take my word for it, because they know their stuff. Well, wrapping things out, Brian is dead. Now, a lot of people may or may not speculate on how he died or what happened. The big question right now is going to be the parents. What was their involvement in all of this? I just have the sneaky suspicion that the parents were well aware of what was going on as to where their son was hiding and at least where he went off to. And it appears as if he had, when he left, somehow or another, he had changes of clothes and this, that, and the other. Now, how long has he been dead? Don't know. But then again, the condition of the body and this, that, and the other is going to determine when he died, and if he died the way a lot of us are thinking, that the critters got him in the swamp, because there's a good possibility of that. So we'll just wait and see. Now, Alec Baldwin, whew, boy, fires a gun, a prop pistol, and kills two people. I'm sorry, one person and wounds another. What the hell? There's supposed to be people on the set that are supposed to make sure that there's no live ammunition or nothing in there that's going to hurt anybody. Supposed to make sure of that. I understand Alec Baldwin loaded the gun himself. Good Lord. This is crazy. Happened in New Mexico. To be continued. All right. The Captain's America Third Watch marches along. I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition. Looking forward to that. And I'll have General Keith Kellogg on the program. God.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.